Simon & Schuster Audio presents Bread and Circus by Era D. Matthews. Read by the author.
For Fred. Forgiven. And everything now bridles its desires and limits its anxious longings to two things only: bread and the games of the circus. Juvenal. Legacy costs. And then there are those who, in the words of artist Mendel Black, inherit rebellion. Large lots of unbeing passed one generation to the next. Absent value on the free market, nothing gets resolved. Too many other worries anyhow. The who, what, when, where of basic living. Elegant names are expensive. It costs too much to be pronounced. Nobler yet to forbear the weight of obscurity. Put on the full armor of mundane gods who war against their heirs, wasting away among brothers, fattened from lamb. Acknowledgement.
It is not from the benevolence of the butcher, the brewer, or the baker that we expect our dinner, but from their regard to their own interest. Adam Smith.
March 1969. Back at the church, the best man draped the groom's shoulders, passed a flask of 100 proof. A mother fondled her fake pearls, walked the aisles in search of a soloist to replace the cousin who canceled an hour earlier. "Will you sing His Eyes on the Sparrow or Amazing Grace?" she asked each guest. Across town on Hanover Street, a young woman in a taffeta and lace gown huddled on the cold tile of a YWCA bathroom stall. She heard the lobby phone ring incessantly. The receptionist trumpeted her name.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?